Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now, iti kartavita akanchaya prayajadi angajatam iti kartavyatvena anveti. So, how should I do this karma? Then, iti kartavita, this is how you have to do. This comes. And how does this come? This comes with the method of doing the sadhana. Sadhana, see. Sarga kamaha, darsha purnamasa abhyam, sarga kamo yajeta. This is the sentence which gives you the knowledge that darsha purnamasa, this yaga should be performed to gain the sarga. Sarga is the end result. Through which I should have to gain sarga? Darsha purnamasa, this yaga. How should I perform this darsha purnamasa yaga? Darsha consists of five prayaga, prayajas, and the Purnamasa also consists of five prayajas, pancha prayaja we call it. Ido yajati, barhi rajati, tanuna pajam patam yajati, swaha karam yajati. Ido yajati, barhi rajati, tanuna patam yajati, swaha karam yajati. So, the pancha prayaja they call. So, with this pancha prayaja, you have to perform the sadhya. So, that prayaja, pancha prayaja, that comes as the iti kartavyata. Okay. Samidho yajati, tanunapatam yajati, ido yajati, bari yajati, swahakaram yajati, these are the samidho yajati. So, these are the thing which comes as the pancha prayaja, the iti kartavyata. This is how you have to perform the sadhana, darsha purnamasa yaga, to gain the sadhya swarga. So, that comes. Veda Lakshana Vichara. Next topic is Veda Lakshana Vichara. After discussing the Shabdi Bhavana and Arthi Bhavana, in the Shabdi Bhavana, Arthi Bhavana comes as the Satya, and Sadhana is the method to gain, and the Iti Kartavya is the means to do the Sadhana. So, Atha Veda, Ko Veda Iti Chet, what is Veda? Now we have this doubt, what Veda is it? Ucchate, we will let you know what Veda is it. Apurusheyam Vakyam Veda, this is the Lakshana for Veda. Apurusheyam Vakyam Veda, Veda is the Lakshya. This is what we are defining. What is Vedya? What is this Lakshya? Veda. What is Veda? Apurusheya Vakyam. That which is not written by someone, which is not said by someone, that is called by a person, that which is not created by a person, that kind of vakya sentence is called Veda. So to negate it from Bharata etc., apurushayam you say vakyam Veda. If you just say vakyam Veda, then vakyam sentence, I say something, that is also a sentence, that becomes Veda. Vyasa etc., great rishis, maharishis, they have said something. Kalidasa etc., Homer etc., there are many people, Shakespeare, they have said so many words, so many sentences, they also become Vedas. So, I should have to say Apurusheya Vakyam. I have to add this Apurusheyam as the adjective Visheshana. Now, let me say Apurusheyam Veda, that which is not created by Purusha, that is Veda. You give up Vakya, then Atma, who created Atma? No one created Atma. Atma is Veda, it will become like that. What is Veda? Apurusheyam Veda. If you say Atma becomes, Atma is Apurusha, it is not created by anyone. If you say, if you accept Atma to be created, then it becomes Vinashya, impermanent, non-eternal. Therefore, Atma is not accepted as created by anyone. Therefore, you have to add this Vakyam sentence. What is Veda? Apurusheya Vakyam Veda. Apurusheyam, it should not be created by anyone, and it should not be uttered by any person, one, and it should be a Vakya sentence. It should not be created by someone, and it should be a sentence. Therefore, that kind of Vakya is Veda. And what is that Veda? That Veda is of five types, which is a Sacha, Vidhi, Mantra, Namadheya, Nishedha, Arthavada, Bhedat, Pancha Vidaha. Vidhi, Mantra, Namadheya, Arthavada. I didn't say Nishedha. Why? Vidhi. Vidhi is of two types again. Vidhi and Nishedha. Nishedha is also Vidhi. Understand that. Nishedha is also a kind of Vidhi. Don't do it. It's an injunction. Not to do something. If this Veda is ordaining you to do that, not to do. Vidhi is Veda is ordaining you to do. Nishedha is Veda is ordaining you to do that, not to do. So that is also Vidhi. So I say Artha Vidhi Mantra Namadhi Arthavada. Nishedha also is a Vidhi. That is why I added it in the Vidhi. Okay, we accept this fivefold system, sir. Vidhi, Mantra, Namadheya, Nishedha, Arthavada are the five types of Vedas. Veda is in these five forms. Vidhi, what is Vidhi? That injunction which ordains us to do something, that is Vidhi. What is Mantra? That which reminds you to do something in the karma. Because in the Veda, the rule is whatever you remember while performing the karma, whatever you remember. Next, what should I do? You have to light the fire. Okay, then you have to place the clarified butter in front of you. Fine. Then you have to see the clarified butter. This is the order. I know the order. But you have to remember the mantra. What should I do? Agnim prajwalet. I should have to light the fire. Then, ajyam sthapya. I should have to place the ajya, clarified butter. Then, ajya vekshanam. You have to see the ajya, this clarified butter. You have to remember only from the mantras. Should not be as a order. Okay. By practice, you don't remember anything. Even closing your eyes, sleeping, half asleep, you will do that thing. So it should not be done like that. Mantrair eva smartavyaha. There is a rule in Veda. You have to remember only through the mantras. So, mantra is part of Vidhi. It's part of the Veda. To make you remind, to remind you to do the karma. Next karma. What is next? Then Namadeya. Namadeya is also Veda. Namadeya is the names. Jyotishtoma. You don't gain this kind of names in the world. So Jyotishtoma or this Dashapurnamasa. These kind of names for the Yaga. So that Nishedha. Nishedha is a negation. That which negates you to not do. Palandum na bhakshet. Don't eat onions or garlic. Palandum lashanna bakshiyet or suranna pivet. Don't drink liquor. So there are injunctions like this. These are nishedha. These come under nishedha. And arthavada. Arthavada we already saw. Whatever that extols or whatever that condemns. These kind of two types of vadas which are not useful anywhere. It can be supportive for this yaga or destructive for this yaga. Or removing you from the other yagas. That is called arthavada. That is the use of arthavada. That is why arthavada is also accepted as Veda. Because a Veda, see arthavada, some story, something. Vayu he did this, Vayu he did that, or Indra he did this, Indra he did that. Kind of some kind of story to extol Indra. What is the use? Listen to the story, read the story part, forget the other things. It's not for that. Arthavada, through that, it gives you strength to do the karma. So, see, why they accept Arthavada as part of Veda? This is important reason for accepting it. There is no part in the Vedas which is not directly or indirectly involved with the karmas. If you accept even a single word, a single alphabet as not directly or indirectly involved with the karma, then you can, so that word is a useless word. That character is a useless character. If you can prove one character, one word, one sentence in these Veda as a useless word, character, alphabet, then like this, the other words are also useless. Immediate, one simple logic will prove. Like this word, you accept as useless, the other words are also useless. Like this sentence you accept as useless, the other sentences are also useless. Is the logic which the Purvapakshi will bring, the opponent will bring. So, the Purvamimamsakas, they don't accept any part of Veda as a directly, as not directly or indirectly involved with the karmas. Because they say, Amna yasya kriyartattvad anarthakyam atadarthana amna yasya means Vedas kriyartattvad is for the kriya, is for helping you to perform something. Anarthakyam, therefore it is useless. Anarthakyam is useless, not right. Atadarthana, taking different meaning for this is wrong. So, it is directly or indirectly, any part of Veda is directly or indirectly involved with the karma, without any excuse. So, Vidhi, Mantra, Namadhiya, Nisheda, Arthavada, these are the five parts of Vedas. What is Vidhi? Vidhi Mimamsa. Now, we are entering into the discussion of Vidhi. What is that? Tatra ajnata artha jnapako vidhi, Veda bhago vidhi. What is vidhi? Vidhi is that part of Veda, Veda bhagaha vidhi, that part of Veda which is ajnata artha jnapakaha, which remains us of something which we don't know, which we have not heard about. Ajnata artha, that meaning, that idea which we have, which we don't know, jnapakaha, that remaining Veda bhaga, Veda part is vidhi. That Veda part which remains us of things which we don't know is vidhi. Sacha tadrusha prayojanavat artha vidhanena arthavan yadrusham chartham paramana indrana apraptam vidhatte. Sacha tadrusha prayojanavat. So, that vidhi will have a prayojana, vat, will have a prayojana, prayojana, yeah, effect. That vidhi which has an effect, it is not swarga, because swarga is the effect, it doesn't have any effect, it doesn't have any result. So, this vidhi bhaga will have a result, result oriented to it. So, artha vidhanina arthavan. So, by making you, by guiding you to some prayojana, result, and which is conducive, which is good for you, through that it is satisfied, it becomes total, it attains the totality, arthavan bhavati, it becomes complete. Yadrisham like cha artham pramana antrenatram, what is that meaning, what is that result which you will gain? What is that wellness you will gain? What is that well-being you will gain from that? It is that well-being we are talking, which you cannot gain, understand through any other means of right knowledge, pramana, which you cannot understand by any other pramana. That kind of well-being is what is discussed here. Swarga, heaven, you cannot understand heaven or the means to attain heaven from any other pramana. Hell, you cannot understand what is hell or the means to attain any other pramana. So, that kind of meaning, that kind of things, it will remain you and it will guide you to attain that. Vidhate yatha, like Vinci, Agnihotram juhyat swarga kamaha, there is this sentence, Agnihotram juhyat, it is utpati vidhi. So, Agnihotram juhyat. Agnihotram jiyat, do Agnihotra. For what? Swarga kama. Swarga kama is not the Agnihotram jiyat, is the real sentence. Swarga kama is added there with the nyaya called Vishwajit Nyaya. There is a nyaya called Vishwajit Nyaya. It's a title of Adhikarana. As I already said, Vishwajin Adhikarana, Vishwajit Adhikarana, it said. So, Vishwajit Adhikarana is called Vishwajit Nyaya. So, in this Vishwajit Nyaya, it is common. Wherever there is no result oriented to some karma, for that karma, swarga is the result. Arahar sandhyam upasita akarane pratyavayah. Daily you have to perform sandhyavandana. If you don't perform, pratyavaya dosha. If I don't perform, I will attain sandosha. But what will I gain if I perform? I have to have some incentive to perform the karma. So, what will I gain if I perform the karma without any missing, without any break? Then it says, swarga. Wherever there is no result oriented to or bent to, result linked to such and such karma, for that result is swarga. Heaven is the result. So, with that nyaya, now we will bring here Agnihotram Juyat. Agnihotram Juyat, Swarga Kamaha. We will add the Swarga Kama also. One who is desirous of attaining Swarga, one who desires to attain Swarga, he should perform this Yaga called Agnihotram. So, iti vidhi vidhihi manantrena apraptam swarga prayojanavad homam vidhate. So, this vidhi, utpatti vidhi, it gives you an idea of swarga which cannot be gained from any other means of knowledge, means of right knowledge. Any other means of pramana you cannot gain. Any pramana, with any other pramana you cannot gain this knowledge. Arthapati, anuplabdhi, you can add that also. Because not everyone accepts arthapati, anuplabdhi. General is pratyaksha, anumana, upmana, shabda. So, you add to it arthapati, anuplabdhi also. But still, you cannot gain the knowledge of swarga. Except shabda, Vedas. Except from Veda, you cannot understand the result called swarga. And the means prayojanavat homam vidhate, the means to attain that prayojanavat, that homam, that also cannot be understood by any other means. Therefore agnihotra homina swargam bhavyeti the vakyartha bodha. So through this agnihotra, this is the bhavana here, by cooking the food appease the hunger. One is cooking the food for appeasing his hunger, for eating. Like that here also, Agnihotra Homena, through the Agnihotra Homa, Swargam Bhavet. One should have to desire to attain the Swarga. This is the meaning we will get. Agnihotram Juyat Swarga Kamaha, from this, this is the meaning. This is the bhavana you will gain. Through the Agnihotra Karma, one should have to desire to gain the swarga, is the knowledge you will gain out of that sentence. So, yatra karma manantrena praptam tatra duddeshena gunamatram vidhate. But, if there are some karmas which can be attained through different means also, good health, it can be attained through some other means also. Putra kameshti can be attained through other means also. So, what will I do there? So, whatever yatra karma manantrena praptam, wherever the karma is manantrena praptam, here also a karma agnihotram juhyat, it's a general term. One has to perform agnihotra. With what should I do perform this agnihotra? For what result? So, if that is differing, then it says tatra tad uddeshina, to perform that agnihotra, it will just give you the guna. Guna matram vidhate. The guna. Guna is the attribute, the thing you have to use as the dravya in the karma. Which is dadna jhoti. Dadnendri kamasya juhyat is the sentence. Dadnendri kamasya juhyat. Dadna jhoti. One has to do homa with the kar. For what? Indriya kamasya, to gain healthy physic. So, ityatra homasya agnihotram juhyadityanena agnihotra juhyad is utpati vidhi, and dadna juhati is guna vidhi. Agnihotra, Juhyatis, Utpati Vidhi. Only from there I'll gain the knowledge that through the Agnihotra I have to do this Homa. And what is the guna, what is the dradya I have to use? That is gained through this Dadna Jyoti, this sentence. It is called Guna Vidhi. Ityatra Homasya Agnihotram Jyadidhi Anena Praptatvat Homodeshan. Because it is already attained through different pramana. Different pramana of the Veda itself. From some other place, from some sentence from Veda. Agnihotram Jyat, you have the knowledge. Now, with what should I do this Agnihotra? For that, Dadna Jyoti gives you the attribute. This Guna, this Dravya, name of the Dravya with which you have to perform the Agnihotra. The Dadi Matra Vidhanam Dadna Homam Bhavyaditi. So, Dadna through with the Dadi curd, you have to do the Homa. This is the idea you will gain. Yatra tu ubhayama praptam tatra vishishtam vidhate yatha somine jita ityatra soma yagayoho apraptatvat soma vishta yaga vidhanat. So, wherever there is no knowledge of the utpati, there is no utpati vidhi and there is no guna vidhi, there this vidhi will come. Vishtam vidhate. What is that? Vishta vidhi. What is this Vishta vidhi? So mene jeta. There is a sentence. Yajeta, I have to perform this yaga. Vidhi is there. Utpati vidhi is there. With what should I perform the yaga? What is the guna? So mena, with the somarasa. So, somarasa, the dravya, and yajeta, the vidhi, utpati vidhi, both are in the same sentence. Therefore, guna vishishta, Utpatti vidhi, that is why it's called Vishishta vidhi. Guna Vishishta, with the guna, Vishishta means which has guna also. With the guna, Utpatti vidhi, if it exists, it's called Vishishta vidhi. So, Vishishtayam, Soma Yagayoho, Apraptatvat, Soma and Yaga, Soma the guna and Yaga the karma is not attained through any other pramana, therefore this is called Vishishta Vidhana, Vishishta Vidhi. Somapade Matrutha Lakshaniya Somata Yagena Ishtam Bhavyediti Vakyata Bodha. In this Soma, you will do this Matvartha, Matvartha, this meaning through this Somavata, Soma, this Soma, Somena means what is Soma? Somavata, plant this leaf, which gives you the somarasa. With that kind of plant, I have to do this yaga. This is the idea again. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.